Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Cells of Consciousness, your host, Jeff Oshry. Today's episode, we'll be covering what is visualization and mental rehearsal. So I did some research online. I got some notes online. We're copying each other's notes. So I got some notes online. I got my own notes. I put things together. And I got some notes from Psycho-Cybernetics. Okay, it's in the book of Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Waltz. Very good book. You should get it, all right? So we'll be discussing what is visualization and what is mental rehearsal. Again, we're dealing with quantum physics and spirituality. What is visualization? It's a mental technique in which you imagine or visualize yourself as being a successful person, a performer. Fake it till you make it is an imaginary thought where you recreate or make up a positive new experience. Example, soccer players, football players, basketball players. Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Waltz. Mental rehearsal is a technique used to picture yourself executing a performance or skill in your mind, using all your senses to imagine the event to make it real. So you're kind of faking it, you're fooling yourself, which is pretty cool. Successful men and women have, since the beginning of time, used mental pictures and rehearsal practice to achieve success. Mental picturing has in the past sometimes been associated with magic. So you're called magician or sorcerer. This basically means you are dealing with source, creation, the quantum field, to create, to imagine things. That's part of our faculties, or mental attitude. When we perform such an act mentally, it gives us the confidence needed to perform the real event successful as if we did it before. It could be in sports, business, academic, arts, music, or any skill. This is how you carve out success for yourself. It's by envisioning yourself performing a particular act repeatedly to condition the mind that the event has already occurred and you are familiar with it. The same way you can perform self-sabotage thought, negative feelings, negative vibration about yourself is the same way you can create positive pictures in your mind. Positive thought, positive vibration. Some people think of negative situations even before the activity begins, thinking they are losers, they can't win, always thinking of luck, I don't have money, I can't do this, I can't do that, it's too hard, it's too difficult. Even if when fortune comes the way, they say, where did this come from? I don't deserve this. I don't believe it. It must be an error. Why is this happening to me? Why is this goodness is coming to me? Why is this fortune coming to me? How can you think negativity and expect to perform and act successfully? It's impossible. Even in my present job as a technical writer, I often visualize myself as the best writer and that no task is too hard for me to accomplish. Having an active and vivid imagination gives me a degree of certainty that living a successful life is possible. And remaining positive allows me to overcome any challenges in my life. So performing mental rehearsal repeatedly allows you to anticipate what might occur and being prepared for what to come. It's like an approaching hurricane, where you prepare yourself for what to come, and then when it comes, you are ready to act. Some people want to see it first before they believe it. If you want to be a good speaker, visualize yourself giving a confident and successful speech to a small group of people, and then to a large group of people, and so forth. Do not neglect the act of mental rehearsal, because it applies to everything in our lives. It's using your mental attitudes, faculties. It starts with imagination. Everything was created with imagination. your intuition, reasoning, memory, imagination, perception, your willpower, all of these are your mental attitude, your mental faculties you can use. According to Dr. Jack Singer, the more vividly you can imagine yourself performing, the more smoothly and flawlessly you will perform when the time comes. That's real. That's true. There are cases where individuals harness the power of the imagination to ignite profound transformations in their abilities. And I've used mental rehearsal to improve my writing skills and speaking abilities to make me into that person I am today. During my 21 years in the military, right before we have weapons qualification on the shooting range, I usually spend a day or two before the event visualizing myself shooting all the silhouettes, paper targets, with a perfect score. And it works. So by vividly imagining successful execution, you can activate the same neural pathways as physical practice, thereby improving your skills, focus, and overall performance. The self-talk in mind, mentally walk your mind to success. Radiate the frequency for success. You can practice your mind when you can't practice with your body. That's real. I've been running for several years, and recently I slowed down to reduce the pain in my knees. I picked up yoga instead, but I frequently visualize myself running through tough and rugged trails and steep hills, working my body and feeling good about it. Sometimes I mentally rehearse myself kayaking in deep waters and running on the beach for several miles. By visualizing those performances, I prevent skill deterioration and facilitate a smoother transition back to physical practice. This demonstrates that our thoughts and intentions can generate significant changes in the brain, opening possibilities for personal transformation and mastery. Some key scientific findings that shed light on the benefits of mental rehearsal: neuroplasticity, strengthening connections and facilitating skill development. Cognitive priming, it helps to improve focus, attention, concentration, and decision-making, leading to enhanced skill execution. Performance enhancement, athletes who engage in mental imagination or mental imagery often exhibit better performance, precision, and confidence compared to those who rely solely on physical practice. Rehabilitation and recovery. By mentally rehearsing movements and techniques, individuals can prevent skill deterioration and facilitate a smoother transition back to physical practice. Amplifying learning efficiency. The practice of mental rehearsal alongside physical practice offers several advantages and surprising insights. This can enhance the learning process and make physical practice more efficient and effective. By engaging in vivid mental imagery and deliberate mental rehearsals, we can tap into the remarkable capabilities of our minds to shape our abilities and accelerate our progress. Embrace the power of your mind and watch as it transforms your skills, expands your horizons, and propels you towards a future of limitless possibilities. With mental rehearsal as your ally, there are no limits to what you can achieve. Visualize and mentally rehearse your way to greatness, to success, to manifest your reality. I thank you very much for listening to Cells of Consciousness. Your host, Jeff Oswald. See you next time. Peace.